Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Art Alexakis, frontman of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click on that link and listen in. Well, this morning I was reading the Chicago Tribune, as I always do, and one of the headlines that popped out at me, it said, as evictions rise, there's a new proposal that aims to help renters in court. There's a pilot program called the Right to Counsel, and I want to know a little bit more about this. So I reached out to the Law Center for Better Housing. Michelle Gilbert, she's the legal and policy director for the Law Center for Better Housing. She joins me right now. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
No problem. So tell me a little bit about the Law Center for Better Housing and what you guys do.
So Law Center for Better Housing has been around for about 40 years. As the name implies, we care a lot about tenants having habitable, safe housing. Over time, we became much more involved in representing tenants in eviction court and working on eviction court reform. And especially after the pandemic, where eviction got a lot of attention, we have increased the number of attorneys, the amount of representation, and there have been two important projects. First, the early resolution program that we've been involved in, and then second, the Right to Counsel pilot project. A lot of names and initials and acronyms there, but so the early resolution program provides assistance trying to negotiate an outcome in an eviction case, and if we aren't able to resolve the eviction early, then the Right to Counsel pilot project provides extended representation. So we appear on behalf of tenants in eviction court and defend the cases filed against them.
Right. And during the pandemic, as you stated, the evictions were there was an eviction moratorium that was put in Illinois. So, if you were behind on your rent, you were, in a sense, protected. But now, since the pandemic is essentially over, those eviction notices have started to go back out and inflation has happened. And so people that were paying, a certain amount before the pandemic probably saw their rent jump up to like $150, $200, and they can't afford that. So you guys actually help people out with that, and that's a great thing. So how close is this to actually happening? Is there any pushback to not let it happen? What are landlords saying?
Well, I think that it's hard for landlords to oppose representation. One thing that the Law Center for Better Housing has done is collect data about eviction court. So when I'm talking about it, it's not just my personal impressions, although I've been doing this work for 30 years, so I have a lot of personal impressions, but we have the eviction data portal, and I'd encourage anyone with more interest in this topic to go to our webpage, lcbh.org, and look at the eviction data portal, and it analyzes evictions by Chicago community areas. We know that over 80% of landlords have attorneys, but really we're looking at more like around 11% of tenants who have attorneys. So just being able to provide tenants an attorney is just a fundamental fairness sort of goal. We do know that tenants who have attorneys fare better, especially when they're legal aid type attorneys, like we are at LCBH, we know that they fare better in eviction court. And that's not just because we bring some magic into it. It's because tenants have defenses. And it's hard to go into court and articulate them by yourself. So we're there to help the tenant articulate the defenses that they have.
We're talking with Michelle Gilbert. She's the legal and policy director for the Law Center for Better Housing. As the program works now, the tenants must show a COVID-19 related hardship. With the right to counsel, if this is permanent, that'll kind of take that out the window, right? So if you don't have to have a COVID-19 related experience if this passes and becomes permanent. Is that correct?
That's definitely correct. And right now, the hardship doesn't have to be, we don't have to prove that it was related to COVID. We really know that COVID just wrecked through the economy. And so, you know, maybe you didn't have COVID or maybe you didn't get sick, but it impacted your job. It impacted the supply chain. So there have been a lot of economic effects. So I just don't, in case anyone's hearing this, I don't want them to think that that's a barrier really to them being able to get assistance. I mean, one thing that I'm really happy to say about for tenants who are facing eviction is eviction is always a pretty scary place. Of course, like I said, I've been going there a lot, so I know how to help guide someone through it. But if you were ever in eviction court pre-pandemic, I guarantee you everything has changed. Throughout Cook County, people are able to get continuances. They can have time to talk to an attorney, assess what their options are, what kind of proposal that they could make. So we really encourage people not to look at that summons as a notice that they have to move immediately. That summons tells them to go to court, and court is a place where we can help connect them to resources. I mean, the city and the county have really stepped up since the pandemic to get resources into eviction court. So I encourage anyone to go to court, not to be discouraged by any limitations, because if they go to court, they're going to be able to talk to one of our attorneys. It's all by Zoom, too, so people don't have to take the day off of work. They can go into Zoom court and then go into a Zoom consultation.
Final question, too, is with Chicago facing the migrant crisis with thousands coming into the city daily, weekly, has the city been in touch with your organization as far as possibly helping them find housing, or is that out of your you guys' realm?
We actually have helped some of the migrants in terms of when they have gotten into housing that really wasn't habitable. We've represented a few people. We do a modest amount of home, you know, housing location. There are other services that do that. But, you know, without a doubt, it's a challenge. But we think that Chicagoans will rise to the occasion.
All right. There you have it. Michelle Gilbert, she's the legal and policy director for Law Center for Better Housing. You can go to lcbh.org. That's lcbh.org if you need their services. Michelle, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, anytime.